And I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. And I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Pass it over to me.
From the time of the ancient Egyptians until today, many people have been cat fanciers. You are such a person. Your cat is a big, beautiful black animal. His appearance as much like a panther as a cat. Your pet is a very friendly one. Each day as you come home from work, he shows you his affection by purring and rubbing his sleek fur against your legs as you reach down to scratch his head. Until one day.
Your cat is a beautiful black cat. Yes, I still remember the last one. It's time. Thank you. I remember when we used to, the four of us used to drive around the country, like in the 80s, in a car, playing clubs all over America, many, many, many shows. And Mike, I don't know if you remember this, but Mike used to regularly have these, like, stage fright dreams before the, before we would go on stage. We'd be playing some club in, like, Wisconsin or something. And he used to always tell us about it. Yes. And there were these weird Mike-like dreams where he said he'd come in the bedroom and say, oh my God, last night I had this dream where I walked out on stage and just when we were about to start playing the first song, the microphone would like float up into the air and sing into it, and then his bass would turn into butter or something and melt in his hands. And, like, nothing would ever work. And so today we started playing, and every single night we play a show and everything up here is measured like to the quarter inch, so it's always exactly in the same place. And I looked out to look at the people in the front row, and they're like 20 feet farther back than normal, which I wasn't expecting. So I thought I was having one of Mike's weird dreams there, but it's reality. So hi to all of you people I'm used to looking at. So then I was thinking, what can you do with the extra 20 feet of stage? And I think there's only one thing to do, and it's this. Thank you. They built this for me. Thank you. Throughout the night, when there's no direct light and a thin veil of clouds keeps the stars out of sight, I can smell the colors outside on my lawn. Moist green organic that my feet tread upon, and the black oleander surrounded by blues. How's it working, right? I get so overwhelmed by olfactory hues. Come on out, Mr. Michael
Thank you. catching wild child. Till the break of dawn. Now that you've become a man, looking very clean. You got a nice shiny sports car. Don't ask him what it was. Tell him what it is. Don't ask him what it was. Tell him what it is. Walking in the aisle. Now that she's become a woman, looking very proud. She used to wear a piece of cloth tied around her head. Now she looks so good on. Don't ask her what it was. Tell her what it is. So don't ask her what it was. Tell her what it is. Sing a song.
a month ago. It's about my time to take it slow. But then I learned just yesterday to rush and never waste the day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I learn is always wrong. The things are true that I forget, but no one taught that to me yet.
The sun.
violet tree. I've seen them all.
Oh. Thank you.
And when you heard the end result,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Life in slow motion, feet are in the clay. I'm going nowhere, been standing here all day. I had a notion there was something more to do. As I watched the water from the banks of the river, it swelled and grew. And I tilt to the left, lean to the right, tilt to the left and lean to the right. Walked on coal and slept on glass amid swords of sound and daggers of light. And my heart is screaming, 'cause half of what I say is lies, and it takes so much to keep up this disguise. I see a doorway in the haze, and I'm trying to get to it. The stars are peepholes in a wall, but we can walk through it. And the memory's still so real, the memory's still so real. I guess it's never really over, even when it's over. And I'm finally.
Thank you.
Thank you.
it's never too soon to get out of 2016. So 10!
Suzanne, 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 Suzanne,
turning at the waves coming in. And what does it matter that the nightmares all came true? The black clouds are scattered across the sky.
Thank you. Yes, we do.
I'll wait for the time.
Thank you.
Quick second to give a hand to some of the people you're listening to up here. First of all, on percussion tonight, our dear friend, this gentleman played on at least four, maybe five songs on the Big Boat album. He also happens to be the drummer for the musical Hamilton. So we were very lucky to get him to come tonight and take a day off from being in the pit. Our dear friend Andres Pereira, let's hear it for him. Over there, standing behind us, are my dear old friends from the tab horns over there that some of you may have seen. That's James Muggs Casey on tenor saxophone and baritone saxophone. That's Natalie Chainsaw Chrisman on the trombone and vocals. Chainsaw. And that's, of course, our dear friend Jennifer J. Ha Hartwig on vocals and trumpet. Really happy to have everybody up here playing with us tonight. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank from the depths of our souls and our hearts our incredible crew for being with us in 2016 everywhere. We love you guys and men and women that are out on the road with us. They're the best crew in the world ever in the history of humankind. So please give them a loud thank you. And there's one very special crew member that we're going to, Paige, you're going to talk about this one.
I wanted to take just a moment and thank Kevin Cubby Brown, who's been my keyboard tech for the last 22 years. This will be the last show here at the Gardens, moving on. And I just want to tell one quick little story. My very first concert ever here at Madison Square Garden was 1982. I was sitting right over there, and I was seeing Elton John. His piano was right here, and Kevin was tuning his piano that night. He's been out with us for 22 years. Before that, he was with the Kinks, Tom Petty for many, many years, worked with Neil Young and Bob Dylan, so many people. Is he back there? Is Kevin over there? He's in the building here. Please send some love out to Cubby. Thank you guys so much. And everyone here at MSG, thank you so much for having us again. We love it here so much.
Thank you.
And I got to do one more shout out that I forgot to do. But our secret weapon hiding all the way in the back. You can barely see him right there. Jeff, stand up for a minute. This is my dear friend who's been working with me for a long time on a lot of projects and worked with me on the whole way through of writing, Patrick Corr. But today he was doing the all the secret orchestral sounds from hiding, like the man behind the curtain, the orchestral Wizard of Oz, Mr. Jeff Tansky. There he is. He emerges.
Thank you. Thank you.